Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 12th day of the month of Nisan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for our next scheduled program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Avi Heller, who is the OU's New Jersey and Rockland County Regional Director. And Avi's only also distinct in that he has hosted the call. He has been a speaker on the call, and he's done both. Even when he was just supposed to be the host, he also ended up being the speaker, as some of you might remember just a couple of months ago. To share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Heller slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. As I shared yesterday, please also be aware that today will be the last Tehillim call for this week. There will not be a call tomorrow on Friday, Erev Shabbos. The daily Tehillim and Chizuk call will resume on Monday, April 5th, Isru Chag, which is the first day after Pesach. I understand that for some of you, this will be disappointing to not have a call, and I would encourage each of you to still take the time every day at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to recite our three daily chapters of Tehillim. While we'll have a bit of a break, we look forward to returning stronger and rejuvenated after the holidays Pesach. And as I mentioned yesterday, I'm excited to share that our first call back post-Pesach will feature Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Heller.
I want to just thank Naftali before we start, not only for inviting me back to share some words of Torah and Chizuk with you, but for hosting this call day in and day out. Now I think we are probably at the anniversary of 1 year of doing this call. Is that right, Naftali?
A little over,
right. So amazing Yasher Koach to you for building and hosting this over the course of the year. Today, March 25th, is my birthday. Now, birthdays are not really a thing in Jewish tradition. We tend to focus on Yahrzeit, the end of a life well-lived, rather than on beginnings. And not only that, but it's not my Hebrew birthday. My Hebrew birthday is actually in Adar Sheni, so I don't get to celebrate it that often. But I do think it's nice to have 1 day a year set aside for everyone's family and friends to show them a special chen and chesed. Now, putting that aside, there is an interesting mention. There is one mention that I know of in the Torah of Yom Huledet, of a birthday in the Torah, and it refers to the birthday of Paro, on which he would decide, like Yom Kippur, Lahavdil, Elif, Alfei Havdalot, who was to life and who was to death, who would live and who would die. Now, this story may be familiar to you from chapter 40 in the book of Bereishit. In his jail, he put his minister of wine and his minister of wheat, these important cabinet-level positions in charge of Paro's food and drink, in Hebrew called the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim. For whatever sins they had committed, they were cast into the dungeon, where they met Yosef HaTzadik. They met Yosef. And they were going to be there until Paro's birthday, when he would decide whether to pardon or to punish them. Each one has a vivid dream, which has prophetic import about what will happen to them. They tell their dreams to Yosef, and this is how Yosef, the Baal HaChalomot, interprets their dreams. The Sar HaMashkim, if you read carefully, sees before him a vine. And that vine has three branches on which are beginning to sprout. And upon those vines, in addition to the sprouting, are bunches of grapes that are just beginning to ripen. Suddenly, and this is the way dreams function, suddenly he realizes that Paro's cup is in his hand. He grasps the ripening grapes and he squeezes them into Paro's cup. And then, lo and behold, Paro is right there as well. And he gives the cup to Paro, who is standing right there. Yosef interprets this dream that he will, in 3 days' time, have his head lifted up. His dignity and position will be restored. And Yosef begs him, when he is returned to Paro's throne room, to tell Paro to free Yosef as well, to remember him to Paro. The baker sees a very similar dream, the Sar HaOfim, but in his own profession. In his dream, there are three bread baskets that are piled and stacked upon his head. The top basket is overflowing with fresh bread for Paro. But it is not Paro who eats that bread, rather a bird who swoops down and eats that bread. And Yosef interprets that in 3 days' time, his head will also be lifted up, but off of his shoulders. He will be executed. What does this have to do with Pesach? Well, in the Talmud Yerushalmi and in Bereishit Rabbah 88:5, that's Peichet Parsha Hay, this story is brought as the source for the Dalet Kosot, for the four cups of wine that we drink on Seder night. First, the Midrash says the vine represents the Jewish people, and the three branches that are growing from it represent their leaders, Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. The fact that the branches are sprouting shows that the Jewish people's redemption is beginning. And the ripening grapes show that their freedom is, so to speak, ready and ripe, ready to go. The verse goes on then to say, the kos paro biadi, the cup of paro was suddenly in my hand. This is what the Sar HaMashkim says. And the Midrash says, mikan kavu chachamim dalet kosot shelo pesach. From here, the rabbis established or enacted the four cups of the night of Passover. In the Rishalmi, it calls them the four cups of paro. Now, in order to understand the meaning of this, we have to read the verses carefully. And if you read the verses carefully, you'll see that in Bereishit chapter 40, in verses 11 to 13, as the minister of wine tells his dream and Yosef interprets it, the word kos, meaning cup or goblet, is mentioned four times. First, he says, the cup of paro is in my hands. That's cup of paro. I squeezed them into the cup of paro. That's number two. I gave the cup into the hands of paro. That's three. And lastly, Yosef, when he interprets the dream, says, you will once again put the cup of paro into his hands. Four times the word kos is mentioned, thus four cups of wine at the Seder. Now, there are a lot of questions to deal with in this story, and some other time we can dive deeper into the meaning. But for now, let us just appreciate how beautiful a remez this is. The Sar HaMashkim, the minister of wine, is the servant of Paro, and he has become very distant from his master because of his sins. He longs to be redeemed, and he dreams of his salvation. He is like the Jewish people, enslaved in Egypt and far away from Hashem, dreaming of the day when Hashem will remember them, which is exactly what Yosef asked him to do to Paro. He is also like us today, lost in an interminable exile and waiting for a final redemption, when our Pesach Seders will no longer commemorate the exodus from Egypt, but instead will commemorate the redemption of Mashiach. Sometime after the Sar HaMashkim is redeemed, Yosef too is redeemed, and then he is brought up to serve Paro. His redemption prefigures the story of the Jewish people. Maaseh Avot Siman Labanim will also be cast down into the dungeon of Egypt and finally redeemed to serve Hashem again at Har Sinai. The cups of wine represent the joyful service that we provide to the Master, to Hashem. The first cup is Kiddush, the second, Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, the third, benching, and the fourth, the mitzvah of Hallel, of thanks and appreciation. These four cups represent our desire to fill the cup of our Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One day, when the branch begins to blossom and the grapes become ripe, we will again fill the cup of Hashem with our service in a Beit HaMikdash, possibly also represented in the Nisuch HaYayin. May the redemption of the Sar HaMashkim, representing the Umot Olam, the nations of the world, and of Yosef, representing the Jewish people, bring us in the near future to a world where Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. May it be a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, a redemptive, happy, and chametz-free Passover for all of us. Okay, we're going to move into Kapitlach of Tehillim. We start with Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echsar bino teshe yadiseini almei menuchot yinahaleini nafshi shuvei v'yancheini v'magle tzedek leman shemom gam ki elech b'gei tzal mavet lo ira ra ki atayim adi שיש תחאו משנת חהמה נחמוני תרוח לפנאי שולחן נגד צוראי ישנת ושמן רושי כוסי רוויים אך טוב החסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי ישבתי בבית אדוני ליאורך ימים. We move to Psalms 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lamalot esayinai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adunai teshamayim la'avet. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomerecha, hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach v'layla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzitkecha uvoecha, meta yad olam. And finally, Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai ishma v'koli yit yano aznecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai im avonot tishmor ya Adonai mi yamod ki imecha haslicha leman tivareh kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi v'livaro hochalti נפשי לאדוני משומר לבוקר שומרים לבוקר יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי אם אדוני החסד והבא עמו פדות והוא יפדת ישראל מכל עוונותיו. Mishaberach Cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, and Shlomo, who Yivarech Zerapeh et HaCholim, may he bless and heal the following sick people. Bavur, shekola kala mitpalim kan yitem yitzdaka bavuram. Bishar zeh, by this merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yimale lachamim aleihem, may the Holy One have mercy upon them. Lahach alimam ulurapotam, ulahach azikam, ulahach ayotam, vishlach lahem mehera rufua shleima min ha-shamayim, send to them speedily a complete recovery from heaven. Lekol evareihem, ulachol gideihem. B'toch sh'ar cholei Yisrael, among all the other sick people of Israel, refuat ha-nefesh, spiritual healing, refuat ha-guf, and physical healing, hashdaba galav izman kariv, v'nomar amen. And finally, we conclude with Achenu kol bei Yisrael, that all of the Jewish people are united as brothers and sisters. Achenu kol bei Yisrael, hanetunim b'tzara u'v'shivya, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם את מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Heller. Happy birthday, and thank you so much for all you do and have done on behalf of the OU and the Jewish people. I also want to thank a certain adorable 5-year-old girl who's home from school today on Pesach vacation and who sat so quietly on her daddy's lap throughout the phone call without making any noise. Once again, please be aware that today was the last Tehillim call for this week until the conclusion of the holiday of Pesach. Dear callers, although for the most part you are just phone numbers on the screen before me, and you are not just phone numbers, but that is how we know each other, I will miss each and every one of you and look forward to our reunion post-Pesach. Again, I would encourage our wonderful callers to still take the time each day at 1 p.m. to recite our daily 3 chapters of Tehillim. We hope and pray that all their collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. And may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. May it be in this month of Nisan of miracles that our collective prayers be heard by the Almighty, and may He see it fit that we merit the ultimate redemption very soon with the coming of Mashiach and the return of all of Am Yisrael, wherever we be, to our homeland in Eretz Yisrael. Please join us again on Monday, April 5th, the 23rd day of Nisan. Sounds like a long time from now, but let's enjoy Pesach in between. On Monday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue in Boca Raton, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, uplifting, inspiring, joyful, restful, and safe Pesach. Chag Kasher v'Sameach.